everybody. Welcome back to Parenting Unplugged. This is Elisa.
And this is Monica, and we're so happy to have you back with us today. So welcome. So this episode, we are going to be going into the moment when your newborn baby arrives into the big world that we are in today. And we're just going to be talking about, those first interactions with your baby. And also maybe some lessons learned along the way and what that looks like and what that means to you.
I don't know. I mean, it's such a huge moment. I think, if you're going through, obviously it happens right after labor. So either you birthed your baby, vaginally, or you ended up having a cesarean or whatever the case was. That moment when you first meet your child that you were carrying for 9 months is just like mind blowing. It's absolutely mind blowing. So, and I feel that, everyone kind of feels different also as well. It could be like you could be, like on a cloud. You could be like really like emotional, or you could be in disbelief. What was that moment like for you, Monica, when you actually first, I when you first held Noah in your arms?
Oh my God. Well, I think for me, because I had a very long labor, as I mentioned in the previous episode, and I think by the time I had to be, I had to rush into theater, and they had a emergency delivery through multiple episiotomies and forceps. And when Noah came into the world, they took him to like a little table to one side as soon as he was born. And obviously I couldn't feel anything, so for them to do the kind of the minor surgery, they had to give me a spinal, so I couldn't feel what was going on from my waist down. And I do remember kind of looking at my husband, and like I knew that the pushing had ended, because they had told me, like, well done, the baby's out. But I looked at him, and but I couldn't hear, I couldn't hear him crying. And that's normally the first, you see
Oh,
these kind of
yes.
these series and the these movies, and that's the first thing you hear, right? You hear the baby crying. And
Yes.
I kind of looked at him, and I did feel a little bit of panic, but after it seemed like hours, but I think it must have been maybe a minute, maybe he started crying. And I think the first time I heard the cry, I just felt a very deep sense of relief. And I feel that that was probably my first ever emotion. It was
Wow.
just like kind of that need of, are you okay? Because I couldn't see him either, and I had my legs strapped in the air, and all the things. So when I heard him cry for the first time, I had a big, big, deep breath and sense of relief. And then they brought him to me, and I just remember just seeing him, and he was just so small. I mean, he was 7 pounds 1, so he was, average size, and he was just so small, and he just wrapped his tiny little hand around my finger, and I just thought, this is the moment, and just extremely emotional. Not necessarily showing the emotion, because I think at the same time I was exhausted. I was done. I was at the point where I just felt like I just need a cup of tea and I need to rest. But I think at that moment, having that deep sense of relief for knowing that he's okay, for just having him in my arms, and just like kind of looking at my husband and saying, like, we did it, like he's here and he's safe and he's with us. I would say they were the initial feelings I had. Just a
That's
very
incredible.
profound moment,
That
really.
is, man, that's insane. The fact that, we carry these babies for 9 months and then they go from not being in your body, in your belly, to being in your arms. whoa,
I know.
that feeling is just like, it's like an out of body experience. I don't know for, for anyone that hasn't experienced it yet, that you're listening in just because you're really curious about like what it's like to parent and things like that. That moment is like, I can't put my finger on it. It's just one of those things that's so hard to describe. And thank you, Monica, for sharing your story. And this is like, it's obviously a really, personal story for us. And it's one of those things that it's so emotional to share and to like think about that day. But yeah, but for me, I had a similar experience to you that I had a really long labor. So by the time that Kami was ready to come out, they kept telling me that they were seeing the head, and so finally when I was able to push her out completely, she also had a delayed cry, so she didn't cry right away, and that's what you see in movies, that they cry right away. So I remember now, this just came back to me. I asked Demo, "Is she okay?" And I asked the nurses, and they said, "She's fine." I said, "She is she okay? She's not crying." And they said, "She's fine." And they put her on my chest immediately, like right after. That was one of the things that like I really wanted for them to just like be able to like put her on like right away, if it's possible. I know for you that wasn't a possible like possibility, but if it was possible to put her on my chest, so they did. They put her on my chest. Like I think they like quickly cleaned her up and put her on my chest. And I just remember Gami's eyes. Like till this day, I still think about this because she opened up her eyes, and she has these like big like koala eyes. That's what like my friends have told me, that she has like koala eyes. So she opened up her eyes and was just like staring at me. And it was just that feeling was whoa, like I'm tearing up because it was really intense. And so that was definitely my first feeling when I met Kami. I did want to breastfeed, so I like right away, I tried to like just like put her on to like get the sensation of her like on my breast. So I was able to like put her on, and I don't know what she was doing, if she even, it seemed like she was kind of doing something, and she was kind of like latching on to whatever it seemed, but it was very weird because from what I read in the books, they said to try to do that right away after you birth the baby, so they can kind of find their way to their breast, to your breast, because they have like an instinct to do that. So it was the strangest thing. Gami actually did it. She like moved like towards my breast, and I was just like mind blown. And I had just given birth, and the fact that she was able to do that, it was just insane. So yeah, one of the things was that I can say, like you said, I was so tired that I couldn't. I definitely had a hard time processing that I had just had a baby because I was exhausted, so I couldn't show any emotions. I was just tired. So I wish I could go back to that moment and feel that moment even more. But I guess when you're so tired, you don't know what to feel. And then also, I don't know if it was the combination of the tiredness, and then also they say that after you have a baby, like your emotions, like you go from, it's like a roller coaster. You go from like, riding up this roller coaster, and oh my God, I'm going all the way up, and then all of a sudden, all of the emotions like dip really hard right after, immediately after having a baby. Like some women experience it more than others. And I think that I was that, mom that experienced like a deeper like, going down like a hill, I guess, that I just couldn't really feel anything. I just kind of felt frozen. And Demo even asked me afterwards, like, "Are you okay?" And I'm just like, "I don't know. I think I'm just really tired." So,
That must have been a really confusing moment for you.
yeah, it was confusing, because I felt blurry for a while. Like I felt blurry like the first 24 hours. Demo told me that after I had the baby, I just like slept for like 7 hours straight. I don't even remember that, but I was just like sleeping, and I don't know, I was just like really tired. So I think that, and we'll talk about this later, I feel like it didn't honestly hit me that that like Gami came into this world until like I came home and we brought her home into our home, and like, and I saw her here in our house. That's when I feel like that's when I started processing that she was here. But up until then, I just didn't, you know. And you know, that's just me just being really like forward and honest. And you know, so, and I wanted to make sure I shared that, because I know that there's a lot of women out there that also go through like many mixed emotions after having babies, that it's not all like, you know, you're not all like, you know, oh my God, my gorgeous son or my gorgeous daughter, you know, like some people just like break down and they're so excited and you see these beautiful pictures, and I just didn't, it didn't process that way for me the first couple of days, because I don't know. I think it was just like my body just kind of like gave in and just kind of said, you know what, you need to chill. You know, like you birthed the whole baby and you're tired and it's okay. Just take a chill pill, and you know. So yeah, girl, that was my experience. That was
I mean, I think it's, I mean, thank you for sharing that story because some people, I mean, like, you know, a lot of us mums out there will experience these moments, these thoughts, these feelings, and they don't feel like there's a place to share them because, like you say, it's kind of like predetermined that we're meant to feel and say certain things when it comes to motherhood. And sometimes that's not the case. I mean, I would say when Noah was born, I definitely, I don't think, I didn't feel the dip that you said you experienced straight away. I was very much in like an elated kind of emotional state. And I feel like with me, what happened is during my actual labor, George, my husband, was unfortunately, he had never had chicken pox before, and he broke out in chicken pox as I was in labor. And that meant that after he was meant to cut the cord, and he wasn't able to because of this. And straight after Noel was born, he was so afraid of passing anything to Noah, of it being, you know, unsafe to Noah, that he had to keep his distance from me and Noah. And that just really broke me because I really needed him. And I know that this wasn't his fault, and there was nothing anyone could have done in that situation. And I could tell how scared he was in his eyes because all he wants to do is protect his family. And he literally, within a matter of like maybe an hour or after Noah was born, he had to go back to the house to self-isolate. And I was, you know, I was left in the hospital by myself, and
That's so tough.
that was, you know, probably the toughest moment I've ever been through because, you know, I'm left in this hospital room. I'm with obviously my beautiful baby boy, but what after everyone had left, it's just me and him, and I have, you know, I'm a first time mum. I have no idea what I'm doing, and all I'm thinking is I need to keep this baby alive, and all I also know is I know that instinctually, like him being on my chest puts him at ease. And obviously I did a lot of reading on skin to skin, and I wanted that myself. So I had, he spent a lot of time on my chest, and he also did search for the breast as well, and all of those amazing things. But obviously when you're doing it alone, it definitely created a micro trauma for me. A micro trauma of like an abandonment that, you know, maybe it is like maybe another area to talk about. But, you know, George had to self-isolate for maybe, I think, 5 days.
I mean, you just birth your baby for, you know, a baby, and then you're also processing the emotions that come behind that, you know. So like obviously you're becoming a mother, you're figuring out what to do, how to feed the baby from your body, not from your body, from your broken body, because I mean your body is technically broken. We literally we're sitting there. I just remember looking in the mirror and I'm just like, whoa, who am I? You know, so you're processing all that, and then not having your partner by your side those first couple of days, it's very like, I don't know
Oh,
what, very
it was
sensitive.
really tough. And to top it off, the reception was so bad in that hospital that I couldn't even like FaceTime him. Like I could literally just give him a message, but that also meant that I couldn't sleep. So I had no one to just watch Noah while I slept. So what happened was is after my, I don't even know how long I was in labor, like it was like a day and a half I was in labor for. And then after all of that, I couldn't go to sleep because Noah wouldn't sleep. So he was on my chest. And so could you imagine you've already been awake for multiple days. And then
You're
on top of
exhausted.
that, after labor, you cannot sleep. So I was up after that as well. And I think at that point, when I was so sleep deprived from not being able to sleep through like pre-labor, labor, and now like post-labor, I'm still not able to sleep because I've got no one to watch over Noah. I am literally like the walls are like wobbling, like I'm literally going crazy, right?
Yeah, man.
And then I feel like, yeah, when I was discharged from the hospital, I think I was discharged 4 days after. And like obviously that was a great feeling to know I was coming home, but then I couldn't. George still had to self-isolate for a few more days, so there was a lot of
Those
trauma around that.
first days were rough for you.
They were
Wow, that's
really
insane.
rough. So and all I wanted was some sleep.
Of
I
course.
needed sleep
No,
like
yeah. Of
incredibly
course.
bad. So but what my point was to that is I didn't feel the dip when he was first born because it was kind of fight or flight for me because I
It,
knew I
that's what I was
did
about to say. You
yeah
didn't really
because
have time to process it,
no
Monica.
I
You
didn't
were
and
by yourself, you know?
yeah I was by my and I didn't have like thank God you had Demo there right to
Yes,
like watch over Cammy
to
and you could
watch. Yeah,
sleep
exactly.
but I didn't have that so all my mind said to me is you've got to this is your work now do it so I did not have the option to let myself rest and what I would say is when I did get back home and when George was able to obviously be with Noah and everything, I was able to get, some hours here and there. But I would say that I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks after Noah was born, I did get the baby blues. I love the way they call it baby blues because that sounds like quite nice, but there's nothing nice about it. So mine definitely came later. And I had that for probably maybe 2 weeks. And that was really hard because that's when it all hit me at that point. Like 3 weeks after the birth, that's when it hit me.
That's
And
hard.
that's when I went through the emotions of, not really feeling connected and just feeling a bit like spaced out and confused and not really knowing what was going on. So
I
that's
mean,
kind of where I felt that.
yeah, I mean, you didn't have time to process it at the hospital. So, you know, you didn't have any rest. You didn't have that time to kind of sit there and, you know, realize like what was really happening. So it probably had a little bit of a delayed, you had like a delayed reaction. You know, so I'm sorry you had to go through that because I can't even imagine like having to experience that like on your own. I know that you had your like your parents around and your mother, but it's totally not the same. I mean, obviously your partner is there and he understands like, you know, your plan and he understands like who you are and the support that you need from your partner is not the same kind of support that like your parents can provide. So, you
Yeah,
know.
and I think another big thing is the laws in, well, I don't know about everywhere in the world, but I know that in the UK, even when I had to go to the bathroom, the law here is that you cannot leave a nurse watching your baby.
Really?
No, you
Oh.
have. So even though I felt, obviously I was completely ripped apart, I'd had surgery and whatever, I had to put Noah in the, like the kind of the crib they give next to you in the baby in the hospital bed, and I had to wheel him
No
into
way.
the disabled toilet,
No
obviously
way.
bleeding and oh God knows what else.
No
And
way.
yeah, because I asked, I said to one of the nurses, I said, like, I need to go to the bathroom. Could you watch him for a few minutes? Because obviously you're walking like a, it's like a sloth, right? Because obviously everything is a mess. And
Loose.
she and yeah, and she was saying, we are not allowed. You have to take your baby with you. So after
What?
all of that,
Oh my God, girl.
after dealing with all
Wow.
of that, after
Yeah.
not still not having any sleep, thinking I need to go to the bathroom and figure myself out,
Yeah.
which is another, that could be another, podcast, because that's scary enough doing that. And I had to take him in there. So I'm now like worried about him, and like he's now crying and whatnot. And then I'm thinking, what products did I order again from Amazon? Like the Peri
Yeah, the Perry
something to
bottles.
the Peri bottle and like the product, like what can I do? So it was a lot. And in the UK, they're not allowed to watch them like that. Even if it's like for 30 seconds, the mother
No.
needs to be there 24
Wow.
7, or like a family member.
Oh
So that was
goodness.
a lot of
Yeah, of
pressure on
course.
me.
Of course. And then just, it's just your luck too that you can't have anybody watch him while you go to the bathroom. Like, what, that's crazy. I mean, I know here they have like a nursery. So they have like, you could send your baby off. Like if you want to sleep for the night, you can send your
Oh
baby for the
wow.
night. You can send your
There's
baby.
nothing here there.
Yeah, you could send your baby to the nursery for the night and you can check on him at any time. You can go in there and check on him and they have like a big glass. You can check from the outside. And yeah, they have like nurseries here that you can send them at any time, or you can call them back in to come back in if you want. So yeah, wow, my God, Monica, that's really insane that you had to go through that. So I'm so sorry. But
Yeah, that's why. And also, I just want to add to that, it is so important to not to say that. I mean, where I birthed, the hospital I had Noah, they were amazing. And obviously, that's the protocol. That's the law. But you do have to really think about where you're giving birth. For example, I used like a hospital here under NHS, but maybe if you went to if you used private healthcare, that would have looked differently. So these are things maybe you don't necessarily think of, right? Going into thinking about like what is the plan, because you think about, okay, do I want a birthing suite? Do I want an epidural and all of those things? But then what about what happens after?
For
Like,
sure.
do you want to be in, like a private hospital where they will give you like a nursery, like what you had access to, so you can sleep? Because
It's important. It's important. I mean, you
that
just never
is.
know too. What if my partner wasn't there like yours, you
Yeah,
know? And
exactly.
I,
I would never have predicted
yeah.
that in a million
Right,
years.
of course. Yeah, that's the last thing that you were thinking. You were just trying to plan your own birth and like planning like what you're gonna do once baby comes, but you're not thinking that, George was gonna get sick, So yeah, but that's really wild. And thankfully, you were able to like, get the baby home safely, and afterwards you were able to get some rest and be able to recover after that. But yeah, you just never know. It's one of those things like when you prep for like labor and delivery, you things can go one way, but they can go completely different. It could be a completely different story once the baby arrives. You just never know what's happening. So, but yeah, it's definitely one of those things that it's hard to plan for. You can do what you can, but come the day of, you just have to kind of be like really flexible and just kind of, you don't know what mental state you're going to be in as well. So you just kind of have to like let go of the control and just, and yeah.
Absolutely. That I think if that would be one of the biggest takeaways I would say from this, like from this episode today, is just don't be so hard on yourself when things don't go the way you think that they're gonna go. And just like you say, like try and just embrace that moment that you have. Even if you're in a situation where you haven't anticipated it, and it is harder than you ever imagined, you've got no choice but to go with it,
You
because
do.
you just have to. There's
You
no
do.
other way.
Yeah, absolutely. From the moment the baby's born, you're kind of just in survival mode. You're just figuring it out. And one of our next episodes is going to be called it's going to be the newborn trenches, which is literally just that. That's kind of, it begins at the hospital. The moment that the baby is born, you start getting to know the baby a little bit. But once the baby really, you take the baby home and the baby wakes up from their like newborn days, that's when like these like crazy newborn trenches begin. And it's just, you have to just kind of just roll with it. Once you have a baby, you just go with the flow and you let go of the control. And that's kind of, it's hard. It's really, really hard to do that coming from not having, a child, to, being able to plan your day to day, to just letting go. That's definitely really hard to do, but it's one of the things that it definitely will come with time. So
Yeah, and I think like I'm looking forward to getting into the episode of the newborn trenches, because I feel like that really is going to be an episode where a lot of first time mums and seasoned mums will really kind of be like, yep, that's the one, that's the tough bit right there, like right when you're right in it. Whether that be, your first child, or whether you have toddlers with a newborn, that's gonna be an interesting one for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think just with like trying to feed a baby from your body is just it's incredible that we are able to do that as women, and some women are able to do it with ease, but people don't talk about enough about how hard it is. And I don't like to be like a negative Nancy, or and I don't like to be the one out there breaking down bad news, but I was able to breastfeed for a long time. I breastfed Akami for 1 year and 5 months. But I can tell you that during those 1 year and 5 months, I cried many, many, many times. I bled a lot. It was hard. It was really, really hard. And there were many times that I was like close to giving up. And I want to say mostly like during the first 3 months, 3, 4 months, where like that was the hardest time. And yeah, no one talks about how hard that is and how hard some women are on themselves about that topic as well. So I think that that also is going to be a really big episode, and I think that we should totally talk about that in a upcoming episode, make it an episode of its own as well, because there's definitely a lot to share there.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think breastfeeding on its own is just it's just a whole different journey, and we will
Noted.
definitely dedicate some space for that on a next episode. And then yeah, and so we will be going in towards the newborn trenches. We'll be talking about what that really looks like, what that feels like, and I can't wait to share the real, the real on that, like not sugarcoating it, kind of saying it how it is.
Man, the newborn days are hard. I mean, I think people talk about giving birth, labor, how hard that could be. I feel like it gets hard after the baby arrives. That's when it really gets hard. Like obviously giving birth to a baby is hard. It is hard, and it's going to be kind of what you make of it as well. But it's going to be hard either way. Once the baby comes in, you're not sleeping and you're sleep deprived. It's hard. So there's like
Sleep
no going around
being
that.
sleep deprived is the worst. That's
Oh
like the worst
man.
thing ever.
It will make or break you. It can make or break your relationship with your partner. It just really like it tests everything around you. Like it will be like the ultimate test.
And that's
So
why children, you the way I see it, is like the ultimate gift. Because to
Right.
get the ultimate gift, you have to go through
Oh,
the
look at that. Absolutely. Yeah.
test.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
honestly, like, I think that they are here to shape us and they're the ultimate lesson. Like you say, it's just, they're here to really teach us a lot about ourselves that we didn't know before. So, as much as we say like how hard things have been, I also ultimately at the end of the day, I love my daughter. I love children because I think that they are here to teach us a greater
Yeah,
lesson.
definitely.
So yeah, really looking forward to diving into the next episode. And I just wanted to say also for our listeners, we would love to hear your birth stories and to hear about what, what your stories were like and what your labor and delivery experience was like. I know there's so many different stories out there, so we would love to hear from you guys, and would love for you guys to share what you think about the episode and any feedback that you have as well. So thank you guys for joining us today. We're really, really excited for the next episode.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining. We are really looking forward to the next episode. Can't wait to talk about the newborn trenches. Take care, and we'll tune in next time.
Tune in next time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.